You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I mentioned my first job at the top of the show as a teenager in that sandwich shop. Our first jobs shape us and how we see work and the world. We sent Marketplace Weekend producer Raghu Manavalan out in Los Angeles asking, what was your first job and what'd you learn that stayed with you?
My first job in which I actually had tax withheld, actually, you know, my first real job was as a clerk as a college student. I had work study, 95 cents an hour, 1968. And I just helped people find things in the magazine room at the local university I was attending. I was allowed to work 15 hours a week, but no more than that, and because I was a university student. And I had a wonderful woman was my supervisor. I'm not going to remember her name, but she was a sweetheart, an older woman, but very, very nice, very kind to me all the way through. It was a pleasure.
What'd you learn from it?
I learned that you could get by on very little money, much less then than now. At 15 hours a week, 95 cents an hour, I shared a two-bedroom, second-floor apartment in a pleasant house near the university with a friend of mine who had about the same amount of money as I did. And we had enough for the house and food, nothing more, but that was enough for that. I also learned that the first time it had never, you know, how would you think, you have a responsibility to what you're doing. It was weird. It was a very odd feeling. I didn't know that beforehand, and there all of a sudden I was thinking, well, I should get to work, you know, and that was a fun thing in kind of a funny, responsible sort of way.
What do you do now?
I still work in a library. I'm a law librarian here in Bunker Hill in Los Angeles.
So my first job was working as a sales associate for Old Navy in the children's department. That I don't want to work in retail for the rest of my life. That's the first thing I learned. And that, I guess, and this is probably not a very good thing to say about work, but no job is worth being unhappy over, period. No matter how bleak things may seem, and no matter how desperate you are for money, if you're unhappy, it's just not worth it. Don't ever feel like you're trapped.
So my first job was actually in the U.S. Army. So, yeah, right after high school, I enlisted in the Army just to get myself out of the area here in L.A. So I was a supply sergeant for the Army with 82nd and also a Ranger. The experience was culture shock in the beginning, but I fulfilled my goal of expanding my horizon in the Army, you know, exposed to different cultures, different ways of doing things.
Is there anything you learned from your time in the Army that you feel still relates today?
Absolutely. So the sort of the Army way of life, it's kind of crazy out there, but just the confidence that we gain from the military service, as well as just the tactics on how to deal with people. And when we're challenged with difficult situations, how do we carry ourselves, carries me every day.
So my first job, I worked at a Del Taco, and I remember I was making like $1.10 an hour. Do I have to say I was 16? I think I was 16. And it was pretty fun. I remember that we used to invent something to eat with the taco meat. Like we would like put it on like a tostada shell and just have a couple pieces of cheese with it. So that's about it. It was pretty fun. Sometimes some of the people through the drive-thru would give me a tip, like a nickel. And I thought that was like cute, but I thought it was great because in that hour I made $1.15.
What do you do right now?
Oh, I'm a legal secretary for a large law firm.
Are there any lessons you learned at Del Taco that you find applicable to your legal secretary job?
Whoa. Gosh, maybe just having fun at what you do. So that's about it. I don't know. What else do you want me to tell you about my first job?